Will the new year give us a new Supreme Court justice, or two, or maybe three?
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Statistically, that should happen. The current court has not changed for 10 years, and that hasn't happened for 180 years. The likeliest to create a vacancy is Chief Justice William Rehnquist. He has indicated no intention of retiring. On the contrary, but doctors say that an 80-year-old undergoing chemotherapy for thyroid cancer cannot expect to remain active for very long. And so, without wishing Justice Rehnquist any hard luck, there is much discussion about whom President Bush is likely to nominate. He has said he will choose someone who knows the difference between personal opinion and strict interpretation of the law. But it isn't sure what that means exactly when applied to an individual. The president has also said he will apply no litmus test. On the other hand, the announcement that he will resubmit the names of 20 appeals court and district court nominees who didn't make it in the last Congress suggests that he is squaring off for a confrontation with the filibuster-wielding Democrats. History teaches that a president can nominate someone he considers to be on his wavelength only to find the justice harking to a different drummer once safe behind the judicial curtains. Former President Eisenhower, once asked what mistakes he had made in office, responded, two, and both are on the Supreme Court. He was referring to liberals Earl Warren and William Brennan, whom he nominated. Former President Nixon could have said the same about Harry Blackmun, once called one of the Minnesota Twins, along with conservative Warren Burger. But Blackmun ended up writing the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. What makes the next appointment so critical is the current delicate balance on the court. The lineup is generally considered to be 3-3-3. Conservatives Rehnquist, Scalia, and Thomas, liberals Stevens, Ginsburg, and Breyer, and the swing moderates O'Connor, Souter, and Kennedy. Replacing Rehnquist would not change the balance unless his successor turned out to surprise President Bush, the way Presidents Eisenhower and Nixon were surprised by their choices. This is Daniel Shore.